Attorney General T.J. Donovan says he is close to wrapping up an investigation into charges that the state's largest solid waste district illegally dumped glass for years instead of recycling it, as claimed. The allegations date back to 2018, when the state told the Chittenden Solid Waste District it had violated state environmental laws. The state's evidence includes testimony under oath from a former employee who says he helped prepare the dump site and witnessed the glass being put there. VPR's John Dillon has more.
Bob McGee was maintenance supervisor at the Chittenden Solid Waste District for 6 years. He told VPR that his involvement in the glass disposal started in 2015, when he was ordered to prepare a new dump site.
So they called me and wanted a bunch of trees cut down and make it accessible for a large dump truck to turn around and start dumping glass in.
The district has said repeatedly it used some of the glass to stabilize a slumping bank at the site. But McGee says the bank was not unstable, and there was no need to put the waste glass there.
There was no way that bank would ever slide. So they lied at that. They totally lied in regards to that.
Officials at the Chittenden District say they take the allegations seriously, but have said repeatedly they did not do anything illegal. But McGee made similar allegations in a sworn affidavit given last June to state environmental investigators.
I knew it wasn't right. I knew it wasn't right. But knowing that if I said anything, I'd be down the road.
McGee was eventually fired for an unrelated workplace safety violation. He asked that the documents related to that issue be made public, and they were posted on the district's website. McGee, who served as a select board member in Duxbury, says he decided to talk to the state's investigators after he was no longer employed at the district. Again, the district says it was legal to put the crushed glass where they did. And at this point, you may be wondering, what's the big deal? Glass is not toxic, so why can't it just be put in a landfill? But in fact, landfill space is very limited. So Vermont has a mandatory recycling law designed to keep all kinds of stuff, including glass, out of landfills. Yet the hard fact of the recyclable market is that no one wants to buy your leftover mayonnaise jars. Finding a profitable use for recycled glass has always presented challenges for solid waste districts. But in recent years, the market has gotten worse.
We never get paid for glass. We pay to ensure it goes to environmentally, economically sound markets.
Michelle Morris is communications manager for the Chittenden District. She says the district now pays a nearby quarry $5 a ton to take the glass, where it is mixed with other material for construction purposes. Morris would not comment on McGee's allegations, but she says his credibility may be an issue since he was fired.
I think any comments he has to make should be taken in that context.
And she insists the district did nothing wrong with glass over the years.
Our position is that under the agency's rules for what are the allowed uses are, and that these applications were allowed without permits.
Still, at the state's urging, the district now is seeking two amendments to its solid waste permits that would retroactively approve two of the sites in Williston where it placed the glass. Morris says the amendments aren't necessary.
The bottom line is we don't feel we even need to get these permit amendments. We're pursuing them because ANR has requested that we get them. This is completely separate from the notice of alleged violation. And we've been complying with ANR and the Attorney General's office.
Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started. My name is Dennis Feckert. I'm the chief of the certification section in the Vermont State Solid Waste Program.
At a recent hearing on the permit amendments, some people spoke out against what they say is the state authorizing something that was not allowed in the first place. Pat Austin runs a waste business in the Northeast Kingdom and represents the town of Charleston in the NEK Waste Management District. At the hearing, Austin said Chittenden Solid Waste should be made to pay for the violations.
Oh, so maybe a huge fine to offset the cost savings this district realized in the revenue gained from Vermonters, but if we permit it after the fact, it's let them off the hook.
Austin and others in the solid waste business say a big principle is at stake. People assume when they put their bottles and empty peanut butter jars in a blue bin at the curb, the stuff is actually reused or recycled, not dumped over the bank or in a landfill. Paul Burns, executive director of the Vermont Public Interest Research Group, underscored this point at the public hearing.
Dumping this glass without a permit violates the public trust and threatens public confidence in recycling. I believe it's an environmental violation and a violation of Vermont's consumer fraud law.
Attorney General T.J. Donovan says his office is close to wrapping up the investigation into the alleged illegal dumping. He anticipates some sort of settlement with the Chittenden District.
Both sides are talking, and that's always a positive sign, and I'm hopeful that we can get this resolved sooner rather than later.
But towns in central Vermont and the Northeast Kingdom, through their solid waste districts, are increasingly concerned that the Chittenden District's alleged violation will be papered over with permit amendments. Both the Central Vermont District and its counterpart in the NEK have asked the Agency of Natural Resources to not amend the permits until the Attorney General's investigation is resolved. Here's Fred Thumb, the chairman of the Central Vermont Solid Waste District, at a meeting last week.
And I think it's definitely there's a public trust issue here. And the Chittenden was given trust to do something and they didn't do it. And we have to commit to that and make it right.
How the permits and the enforcement case will be resolved is still unclear. Attorney General Donovan says he hopes to have a settlement agreement this week or next. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.